What am I doing?
Aliens.
What, I just, you're not going to ask any questions? You're just going to say aliens?
Yeah, don't you have thoughts about it?
Thoughts about aliens. What kind of aliens?
What kinds are there?
Well, there's aliens from other planets, and there's aliens from other countries.
Planets.
I've never met one, to my knowledge. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they exist somewhere, in some form. I think it would be arrogant for the human race to think that we're the only living species in the universe.
Do you hope to meet one?
If he was nice, or she was nice, or it was nice, I would want to meet it. But if it was an angry, like, sort of like, you know, looked like a scary reptile, I don't think so. I think I would want to stay away.
What do you think of the representation of aliens in our media?
I like E.T. Mm-hmm. That's an alien I like. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're talking about?
Sure.
Like, which ones? There was that show V that got canceled. That was a pretty funny representation of them. They freaked, that one woman freaked me out. Now every time we see her on a, she's on that show Homeland now. Oh. And the wife of whatever Brody, she was this alien princess in some show called V. Anyway, I'm totally babbling. I'm not doing well today. I'm sick.
Do you think that, like, aliens are visiting us, like, on an ongoing basis?
Like, you mean, like, you know, Boehner is an alien? I don't know. Ted Cruz, maybe. He looks like he could be an alien. No, he's too stupid to be an alien. Sorry.
Well, is he?
Or is he? You're right. Maybe he's not. You're right. He could be an alien. That's the thing. People who look stupid are probably acting stupid, so that then, and then they have this master plot. Ted Cruz probably is an alien. Barack Obama could be an alien. Probably all the world leaders and all the really rich people are aliens. Hmm. But you feel like if, like, there are aliens, like, walking amongst us, they would be, I don't know, solving things maybe more? I don't know.
Why would they be our world leaders?
Well, if they're smart enough to be here, like, unless they're, like, hiding from stuff, like Clark Kent, Superman. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's too big a concept for my little brain. Why? What's your opinion of aliens?
Well,
do you think they're here?
I think that it's possible, but I also think that there's a certain kind of person who sees them and believes in them, and, you know, that there's a desire to believe and see and, you know, come in contact with them, that I'm just interested in why some people have that more strongly than others. You know, aside from, because some people are making it up for sure, you know, because there can't be that many alien sightings.
Really?
Well, there can't, because there's thousands and thousands and thousands of alien sightings. I mean, if there were that many cases of them interacting with humans, you would think that there would be some more believable proof out there than we've seen. So what I'm saying is that at least some people are making
it up.
Yeah. And so what makes people want there to be aliens more than, you know,
because others, you know, I don't know, they want their life to be mean more than the mundane reality of what it is. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. That sounds right.
Or they really are, you know, getting probed. God.
And why? And the probes thing.
Yeah, I mean, does that with the probes thing? It's like, does that weird. Just
somebody said, yeah, they probed me, and then somebody else said, yeah, me too, yeah, and then is that somebody's desire of what an alien would do if they did come?
It's like white rooms and like, but why is that imagery like in so many different movies? It's like, yeah, they've been up there and like there's this like sterile white room and they're like getting something shoved up their rear end.
Well, yeah, it's like there's, how did aliens all come to sort of look like that one prototype alien too? Like we just, it's folklore, you know, it's like people, we see a bunch of, you know, types of aliens and we choose one and collectively we choose something that we sort of agree upon.
Well, you know, like I, when I was like a long time ago, I lived on this boat and I, in Southeast Asia, and there was this blanket from Timor, this little island in Indonesia. And on this blanket, there was this figure that's like kind of crazy. And I made a stencil of it and we spray painted it on the side of the boat. And it was like, I made it into this character, the Aboriginal Indonesian alien.
Mm-hmm. Aboindo alien.
The Aboindo alien. That's mm-hmm. where that came from. Mm-hmm. That like little figure that I draw all the time. But it looks like this like sort of like donut headed, like wavy. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like what, you know, all these aliens sort of like look like, I guess. Not really though. The aliens, they all look like embryos really. Don't they?
That's interesting. Like, do you think that's because, okay, maybe
Star Trek. It's all Star Trek's fault.
Why?
Isn't Star Trek like one of the first?
There was one that
pictorial alien like
had an appearance on Star Trek at one point, I think.
Yeah. No? What was the first like sci-fi TV show or movie?
Well, I remember Outer Limits was a TV show early on. Movies, I feel like they're
Twilight Zone.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. Well, Lost in Space was on TV.
Early. Oh yeah, Lost in Space was good. I watched that. Danger, Will Robinson! Danger, danger! Right.
Yeah. And they met all kinds
of Sleestaks. Remember right. The Sleestaks. They, Lost in Space. What was that? Lost in Space. Yeah.
They looked like that proto alien look.
They had right? They were more reptilian. Yeah. Yeah, it's the reptilian alien versus the embryo looking guy with the big head, like the big bobble but bubble
the
head. Sleestak
were like both. Didn't the Sleestak have kind of bubble heads and big eyes?
I can't remember. I'll have to look. Can I look it up right now?
But sometimes I've thought that those, the grays, they call them, right? They represent sort of like if you took all the races of humans and sort of mixed them together, they'd have that color skin. And then if you sort of continued human evolution, we'd end up being all like no muscles and just big long fingers so we could work our keyboards. Yeah, Sleestaks look like the combination of reptile and embryo, right?
Well, no, they're very reptilian. And chicken. A little bit of chicken. Yeah, there they go. They're pretty reptilian versus like, you know, I don't know. Let's like look up alien pictures. And then there's like aliens, which like that's this. Yeah, I see what you're saying. There is some similarities. Ah. It's wild when you look up alien pictures, what comes up. Mostly, whatever his name's movies. He really took it over. What's that guy's name? Ridley Scott.
Well, what do you think about
scary aliens? Ooh, scary aliens versus nice aliens. See, there's so many more scarier ones than nice ones.
There was Mac and Me in the 80s, and E.T. were friendly alien movies. When was the first friendly alien movie?
Probably E.T., right?
Was it? Was it that long before we had a friendly alien? There was Gort from The Day the Earth Stood Still.
I don't remember that.
He was friendly. That big silver robot?
Yeah. I don't remember it. But, Remember To Serve Man?
Right.
That was a great alien movie. It's a cookbook!
That wasn't a movie.
Whatever, Twilight Zone. Yeah, you're right. That was a great one, though. To Serve Man.
But do you, I mean, do you think it says a lot about people, like, the whether they think of aliens as friendly or menacing? Like, what it says about us if we think that they would be trying to harm us as opposed to cute and friendly?
I'm sorry.
Like, that we're less trusting. Or we're just... We're xenophobic. I mean, we do call people from other countries aliens. You know? So maybe it's not... It's more than just a coincidence that... Like, if we think of the Ridley Scott aliens instead of the E.T. aliens, we're probably also more xenophobic.
What's xenophobic mean?
Fear of foreigners.
I don't know. You lost me on that one.
I think you're fading here.
I'm tired. I've been sick. Okay. Sorry.
But
can you cut?
I have to say something. I can't cut. Because editing is just...
You don't edit any of this?
No.
Oh, God.
I can't go around, like, editing all the time. Can you say something meaningful and profound about aliens so I can close it on that? Or maybe an experience that you had once where you were abducted? Oh.
I was on this beach in Santa Cruz a long time ago when I was 16 with a bunch of weirdos, and we saw aliens come out of the ocean. So we were all tripping on acid.
And this is what you tell me at the very end after you say I'm going to bed and I have nothing to say.
We were all tripping on acid.
Yeah, but you all saw it.
Yeah. I don't know if everybody did. I can't remember the story, really.
Do you remember seeing it?
I'm trying to see if there was anything else. I'm trying to think if there's something else. Mount Shasta is an interesting place to go if you want to have an alien experience. Supposedly there's like all these aliens that live in the mountain.
Really?
Yeah.
So you believe? Do you believe that when you hear that, or you just keep a totally open mind?
Yeah, we had some pretty crazy experiences up there. We all like were meditating and doing yoga, and then we went up there and like meditated and had all these like, you know. I had an experience where like there was this big dragonfly that came and took me like on like a mission. I don't know. Who knows? Spirit animal, maybe.
It's a good spirit animal.
Dragonfly.
Maybe it was an alien drone.
That's could have been. Uh-oh, here comes Sophia.
Okay. Thank you.